Welcome to the Happy Mouth Podcast, your delicious daily news fix for the hospitality community.
We will be offering a craveable menu of headlines, food for thought, and much, much more.
These are the bite-sized news stories you need to know, and they'll drop every morning, Monday through Friday. Hello, world, and welcome back to the Wednesday edition, July 21st, of the Happy Mouth Podcast, your favorite podcast on the planet, on the internet, in your ears, right now. I'm restaurateur Philip Camino. I'm here, as always, with my friend, colleague, awesome chef, great person, workout partner, Naisha Arrington.
Bow, 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 bow.
Hello.
Streamers, confetti. What's up, guys and gals? I'm Chef Naisha Arrington, and we're here on this wild and out Wednesday. Workout Wednesday.
So wild. Well, we're talking about some interesting things going on in the old marketplace. You were talking about earlier about our loyal listeners and people kind of tuning in, day out. Yep. Now we're going to talk about things that are happening in other loyalty programs nationally. So at the beginning of July, McDonald's launched the My McDonald's Rewards, which they have been cultivating for some time in the old market. They have a big competitive kind of disadvantage with companies like Starbucks, Dunkin', Wendy's, and others, obviously, who have been in this game for a little bit longer than McDonald's has in terms of loyalty.
Sure. I mean, consumers love a good loyalty program.
Who feel doesn't?
You know what I mean? When you can get like redeemable points and like value really returns to you.
I still have a coffee card that I get punched 3 or 4 times a week at our local coffee place in Westwood. It's called Profeta and it's phenomenal.
Yes.
And I punch that thing 3, 4, 5, even 6 times a week, depending on how tired I am.
Speaking of coffee, the Starbucks loyalty program has proven very successful. Over half of the transactions at Starbucks company-owned locations are members of the program. And McDonald's has a customer reach and is a global enterprise that studies and adapts to the market and its consumers' needs.
Yeah, no, it's the loyalty programs for this type of cuisine where, you know, people are going in, it's quick, they don't want to wait in line. With every single person in the market having a smartphone in their pocket. I mean, this is just what it is. I mean, you know, someone that's a Starbucks person, they have the app. They are getting points. They adapt and they get into the app every single time that they order. And Starbucks has made it easy. I mean, they've got the mobile pickup line. You certainly don't have to wait. If you're 5, 10, 15 minutes out, you can order ahead. They'll even, in some locations here in LA, you can pull up and they'll walk it out to your car in the parking lot. You don't even have to get out.
Pull up on me.
Pull up. Get your caffeine and get the heck out of there. Panera Bread's loyalty program, also interesting, boasts an impressive 40 million members.
Wow.
40 million members.
That's a lot.
Yeah, that's more than 1 out of every 10 Americans, with over half of those transactions coming from those members. So, I mean, it makes sense. You get people in, you feed them, you give them points, you give them a reason to keep coming back into the app. And it pays off. Your business has a dedicated direct-to-customer relationship, and you can really take care of those people who are purchasing through the application because you own that channel. Very smart. Papa John's, as another example, their program has 20 million loyalty members, and almost half of their transactions come from this program. So it's definitely a proven model.
Yes, Wendy's launched a program last year that has already garnered 13 million members just in the last year. And currently, McDonald's sees about 20 million users in their app. McDonald's has a customer base that will always come through, I feel like. And case in point, I mean, a customer at one of the test markets in Las Vegas mentioned to Vicky Chancellor, who's a franchisee, that she's been coming to McDonald's for over 60 years and was really excited, to gain rewards.
Yeah, McDonald's has tested the program in certain markets, and it has exceeded expectations dramatically. The company has tailored the program to best fit kind of for their needs. So there's definitely something there, and McDonald's has sensed that, obviously, and I'm sure a lot of data and a lot of research says you need a loyalty program because people tend to buy a lot more when you have them in the app.
Yeah.
And McDonald's is taking the plunge.
Good for them. Members actually collect points, which can be used for free food. Who does not love free food?
Free McDonald's?
Let's go.
Sign me up.
Right?
I mean, McDonald's fries. You can't go wrong once in a while with some McDonald's fries.
You gotta love it. The fries that have like 70 ingredients in them. So yeah, I mean, they can also pay via the app, which is very convenient. And, you know, we talked about this on the pod before, just contactless service being the way of the future. You can skip the window, and the rewards program creates efficiency, right? I mean, I think that's what we're all after here when it comes to ordering transactions, and definitely order accuracy, I feel like,
sure,
is very important. When you're putting the information in yourself, you're going to get exactly what you want.
Yeah, absolutely. No, that human error component starts to get eliminated. And we talk about technology integrations into these environments all the time. And I think that's just one more way to make it more efficient. You have less issues, less order costs, less stagnant delay time, less latency, if you will, to use a technical delivery term.
Mm-hmm.
And the feature will allow drive-throughs to basically become operated more seamlessly and with less issue. Before the pandemic, get these stats, 70% of McDonald's customers use the drive-thru. Right? Post-pandemic, the number has risen to 90%.
Dang.
So like drive-thrus at QSRs that have drive-thrus, it's such a huge part of that business. If you're a Burger King or a Wendy's or a McDonald's, you have to have a drive-thru and it has to work well. And the numbers just keep going up. So I could even see a situation in the future where there's two drive-thrus per place, where there's two lanes and people are simply investing in...
They have them now.
I haven't seen that.
Yeah, McDonald's.
Oh, there's... Like a double lane.
They have a double lane.
Well, they're going to do three lanes.
Three lanes. Yeah,
it's going to keep getting crazier. Five lanes. I don't,
it's just the whole street.
It's a super drive, super highway, super drive through.
I love it.
How many lanes can we get around this McDonald's? I'm telling you, they won't stop because that's where people buy this food from. And it makes a lot of sense. And if you have the app and people can order from there and the order is going to be accurate, you can just zoom through, you're going to order a lot more.
Right.
So it's definitely a retention tool.
There'll be like a Waze McDonald partnership where you can like go on the app and see which lane is like green or red.
Yes.
And just like really get in there quick.
Or maybe two of them are like mobile lanes or app only lanes or members only lanes. And then you can only access them if you have the app or some kind of QR code on your phone that allows you to access it. I mean, there's a lot of ways to play that, but just the drive-through numbers always get me. It's just so amazing how much business they do through the drive-thru. I remember seeing this stat a few years ago and it was only at, you know, 55 or 60%. And I was like, whoa, 60% of their sales are through the drive-thru. People just don't go into the brick and mortars anymore. Like when was the last time, I mean, people that eat McDonald's, which I don't very often, but I mean, I'll go in and grab a coffee or something once in a while. I don't think I've been into a McDonald's in 5 years. You know, like when was the last time you went into a McDonald's?
So here's the thing about McDonald's. Well, to answer your question, very long time.
Right.
But I do have very fond memories as a kid of like going to the Playhouse.
Yes.
And like, it was like Disneyland, you know, like a mini Disneyland for the day of like going to the McDonald's Playhouse and playing. And like Ronald McDonald was like a thing. And just like definitely very fond memories as a kid, especially one trip in particular of going to Big Bear. And like, I remember I got this like pancake breakfast thing there and I was like super stoked as a kid, like sitting out in the sun eating my little McDonald's pancake. It's like a random memory, but I definitely wanted to share that with the class.
Those are the best. Yeah. I remember jumping in. They had one where I grew up. It had like one of those pools full of balls.
Completely.
Yeah. It was like a carnival.
It was the best.
Yeah. Go there for 2 hours, tire yourself out.
Yeah.
Parents love it because
totally
they eat in peace.
Totally.
Put the kid in like the Playhouse.
Yeah.
And then they're left alone for a little while. And then bonus, you take the kid out and he's tired.
Yes.
And he wants to go home and sleep.
Yes.
So, I mean, I don't have kids, but certainly I think that would be a benefit if you can take your kid somewhere, feed them, also tire them out, take them home.
Win-win.
Win for everybody. And you just don't get that in the drive-thru.
Definitely not.
Maybe one detriment of having a multi-lane drive-through is that you don't have the Playhouse. But I can't wait to see these like NASCAR track McDonald's getting built with
100%
six lanes around them.
Right?
It's coming. Yeah, well, you just can't wait.
It's just fully optimized. It's just in the center. It's just lanes like everywhere.
I mean, the ultimate expression of that is just there is no front of house, right? There's just no dining room.
Yes.
Right. Ultimately, I mean, I think that's probably where it goes. There's already some Starbucks, I believe, that don't have walk-ins,
absolutely,
right? They're just straight drive-ins.
So. Absolutely. Same as McDonald's. I mean, a lot of them have those kiosks that you order. You don't even like talk to the person taking your order now.
I think every location's got those now.
I
think they're like mandatory. Yeah. I actually walked into a McDonald's. I had to park. I was going somewhere else, but I had to park in the McDonald's lot. And it was the only place in the area that had coffee. So I went in and grabbed a coffee the other day. And it's the first thing that you see. You see kiosk, kiosk, kiosk. And then you sort of have to like dodge the kiosk to actually get to someone. So they're trying to make
it the old school model of talking to a human.
Yeah, they don't want you to do that. They want you talking to a machine. And they've like, yeah, placed them very strategically at the front of house. So you sort of have to go through that gauntlet in order to get to a person. And most people will just stop and interact with the machine.
Yes. The chain has begun testing the program in markets like Atlanta. One franchisee found that out of 15 customers per shift, 60% of them use the program. And while it's only 9 people, the number bodes well for the future as more customers begin to join the program. Loyalty reward programs have become a must for fast casual restaurants, I feel like. And fast casual restaurants want to reward their loyal customers who keep showing up for them time and time again. It makes sense. You know, you're patroning the restaurant and we want to show you our appreciation. I'm picking up what they're throwing down here.
For sure. I mean, there's so much to do on the loyalty side of things. I think whether you're a single unit operator or you're, you know, executive at McDonald's, you see the value in loyalty, whether it's the coffee card at your coffee shop and just giving someone a reason to come back day in, day out. I mean, I think the ultimate expression of loyalty is if you have regulars. I mean, regardless of if they have an app or a card, if you're seeing people consistently coming back into your place day in, day out, that is loyalty. Do you do something for them that's maybe not structured within an app? You should. I'm a huge fan of if I see people who are in the restaurants kind of day in, day out. The easiest thing for us to do is send dessert. I mean, I do that all the time. Sending someone a free dessert is not only a great way to kind of end their meal and leave them, you know, happy, smile on their face, and as they walk out feeling great about their experience. But it's also one of those things that's kind of cheap and cheerful, doesn't cost you all that much. And it's just a great way to kind of end a meal and just take something off the tab and just say hi and thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's all for our bite-sized news coverage today. You can find us at happymouthpodcast.com as well as restaurants.yelp.com/happymouth or your favorite streaming platform, as well as Instagram. Definitely follow us at Happy Mouth Podcast. Thank you so much for dining with us today. Delicious daily news fix. We'll see you next time. Have a nice day.